It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen, County 10's podcast, and Coffee Time. And Renee Schell with Wyoming Game and Fish is with us. Renee, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, we have a great topic to discuss. And I saw this on social media about being able to be involved with these via Zoom. So we're going to talk about season setting meetings, where, when, and all the info people need to know.
Yeah, so I definitely want to share dates for our region and let folks know how to get involved, but have some information to share some things they might hear, hoping to kind of pique people's interest and get them excited to come and engage on your wildlife resource, right? So managing your resource. Here's a great way to come and speak up and get involved. So before we talk about the dates, just a few things on, you know, this is the time of year when our surveys are wrapped up. So preseason, we do pronghorn surveys. Post-hunting season, we do deer and elk surveys. Takes a little while to get back to have some office time to get all those numbers together, but this is when we know what we should be expecting and how to set the seasons for next year, according to kind of what we're seeing. And this is for the Lander region. So that goes from Rollins, you know, through Lander, up to Dubois, over to Shoshone, and kind of that whole area. So Riverton's sandwiched right in the middle of that as well. Pronghorn numbers are still kind of down overall for the region, and so folks who like to hunt for pronghorn know that in the last few years, licenses have been cut. I didn't hear from our folks about necessarily any more big cuts, but I also didn't hear that we're going to be opening up more licenses. Right. So it's going to take a little bit more time before we start to see an increase in licenses. For deer, sort of a similar story to pronghorn, and it really shouldn't surprise anyone with the last few years we've had of sort of odd winters and not a lot of precip or precip at odd times. The deer numbers are still down, but some good news for the South Wind River deer herd. So I feel like a lot of folks really are keyed in to that herd and the management of that herd. I don't think we're going to necessarily increase any licenses or add a bunch of doe fawn tags at this point, but that herd is starting to show some promising recruitment. Elk, we have too many. Please harvest more.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, that would kind of be a statewide problem. And I know probably a lot of hunters are like, I'm trying. So it's really not hunters' fault. The last few years, we're going to blame Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. And the precip that we've had in the month of March would have been nice back in October or November. And then something else that I think piques a lot of people's interest, or at least a vocal group. So I want to put that out there, that the pheasant hunt at Ocean Lake in San Mesa, we're I'm going to talk about some changes there and maybe even some changes upcoming for next year. So I know we'll get a lot of people engaging on that. So what we're looking at is some standard release dates of the birds, the farm-raised birds, of a Tuesdays and Fridays. And folks are probably thinking, well, isn't that when you always release the birds? Pretty much, except that we've always done also the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But instead, we're going to just keep that on the Tuesday. So look for that, Tuesday and Friday. We're going to spread out and release the birds at San Mesa in more areas.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it was really getting, I mean, we have a problem out there. And
congested
we'll talk about,
a
yeah,
little bit.
Congested,
yeah,
congested, hunter crowding. I heard about some fist fights. Like, it gets...
Doesn't surprise me.
I know. It shouldn't, or it should maybe, but it doesn't.
Yep.
So I'll talk about that in a minute, some things we might do there to help with the hunter crowding. But spreading out those birds is one thing. Another thing we're excited about is that the Youth Day has traditionally been San Mesa. We're going to open that Youth Day up to San Mesa and Ocean Lake. It's a really popular day, and it should be, right? So let's kind of get those youth spread out. We are ready to talk about this year, but probably something we would implement next year, if there's support, you know, both internally and externally from the public, looking at maybe permission slips at Ocean Lake and San Mesa for only for the days after we release, right? So that would be like a Wednesday and a Saturday, something like, you know, you just go online and you print out your permission slip to be there that day. We're thinking about that. Want to pique everybody's interest. So let's talk about when you can come engage on these topics. We won't have big presentations at these meetings. It's going to be more open house style. So come a little bit familiar with the regulations and the changes.
Because you're able to talk if you would like to. Or...
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You can ask questions and talk. And if we don't cover something that maybe I talked about here and you want to know more, just ask that. Yeah, it's really kind of an open platform. So All these meetings are at 6 p.m. Riverton and Rollins are the same night. Riverton and Rollins, March 17th. The Riverton one's at the Fremont County Library. Rollins at the Jeffrey Community Center. Dubois, March 22nd at the Headwaters. Lander, March 24th at the Game and Fish office. And that one also has a Zoom option. So go on the website under public meetings or get involved and then public meetings to find kind of that Zoom option.
I like Zooming. You know, when you're busy and you've got things going on, it's really nice that we're given that option. So
yeah, I think so too. It's nice. I mean, it does take a little bit more to like get there and wait for the meeting to start, right? And wait to ask your question.
Sure.
So popping in on Zoom can be super helpful. Comments, all comments are due by April 1st, and there's ways to send those in online or you can mail them in. On and after March 18th, we will have short videos on that Get Involved public meeting section with our biologist talking about some of the season changes.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so if you can't make a meeting, go there to view the videos of the areas you're interested in before making comments would be my suggestion.
So the season setting meetings are what we're talking about with Renee Shell, Wyoming Game and Fish. Obviously, not only is it important to go if you're, you know, passionate about one of the topics, there'll be a plethora of things that are discussed, I'm sure, or just a wide range too as people start asking questions. As it's an open platform, that's what I find with those. And so you never know where it might take you.
I know you'll hear about things you didn't even know about. What I love, I think I often say this, is like I get little hints of like, oh, they're opening up 50 tags over here. I think the odds are going to be better. I'm going to put in for that area this year, right?
It's crazy. I talk to folks and I'm like, if you want all of the juice and you want the info, you got to listen to Renee Shell's podcast at county10.com because you guys, that's what you're here for. You are here to readily give this information and make it available. And you do. I mean, when there's information, you're there making it well known, even if some people are like, shh,
I know.
I'm like, it's where you get all the tips, you know, it's so awesome. And I love that. So season setting meetings, where again can they find the info on the dates?
I think the easiest place, and you can find them statewide, is if you go under the Get Involved tab on our website and then public meetings, and you should find all that information there.
For Renee Shell, Wyoming Game and Fish.